You know what the big thing is right now? Oh, the reason why Youngkin won is because he wants to get rid of critical race theory, and white people are afraid to talk about race. White people are forced to talk about race every single day. Why? Because of these race pimps. And here's the deal. I wrote about this in my book, Race Pimping. I explain how much money is in academia, how fast the race pimping business grew in academia versus any other career path. Give me manufacturing outside of Tesla. Race pimping is the fastest growing thing ever. They'll give a budget to an engineering school of 1%, you know, over year or whatever. These are people getting patents, and they'll give a 2% to their medical program at a school where they're getting patents and working on solving curing disease. But race pimping in colleges and universities will get 15, 16, 17% increase in budget year over year. And you know what we've done? We've created a whole new ecosystem of HR terrorists, people that are out there looking for everything from, you know, 6'9" Amazonian women to 3'1" Guatemalan midgets. But don't be a white person looking for a job. You better go start your own company. We'll get into it. Oh, America's afraid of being browned. America's been brown for a long time. And leftists know this. What do you think they're afraid of? You're afraid of Mexicans coming to America? Mexicans have been in America. They are a big part of America. Black folks are a big part of America. Women are a big part of America. Gay people are a big part. Why you got to single them out? Because they're weak. Any black person that says, you got to tell me that somebody's black before I'm a little, whatever. That's just weakness. Look, I'm very proud of the heritage of black people in America. I love when I learn about somebody new who did something that who happened to be black. But you know what I'm really more happy about? That whatever that person did, it improved the quality of life in this country. Maybe it even improved the quality of life of the world. Democrats, annoying, offensive, out of touch. Tearing down statues, renaming things, the new lexicon you got to learn all the time. They're more concerned about the pronouns used for the LGBT than they are about the safety of black folks in cities. Don't you find it interesting that Democrats are wondering right now what's happening to their party? Van Jones just told them, you're annoying, you're offensive, and you're out of touch.